and buckle up. Metaphorically or literally, like the mob in Little Italy, we can take it to the mattresses. But when I'm flowing fast as this, pick up the pace and give chase. But in this race, I'm the one that's coming in first place. And pull the rapper death ray machine out of the case. Then I'm looking for these rappers that I gotta erase. Rub them out, eliminate them, disintegrate them. No matter how popular they get, I don't imitate them. I stay true to my roots, never doing what they doing. Yeezys on your feet, that's cool, I rock Ewins. You're run on the beat, look what the wind blew in. Don't even understand fast rap beats, gotta be slow to make it clap clap when they twerking on all fours. Not for the strippers, but if you like it, baby, it's yours. Like a Tila rockin' Jazzy J 12 inch with a Def Jam logo on it. Joe dropped the beat, I dropped the vocal on it. Your magazine sucks at the cover, don't got me a Joe's photo on it. Word up, we rap masters. Disaster forecast is forewarned. A catastrophe for MCs. He has to rap faster than ever before or after. Massacres occurred as you heard the words that I blurted out, asserted. And now herbs are nervous, unable to summon up the courage. But I encourage you to give up or get served, kid. That's my word, kid. Drop more fly shit than any bird did. Below the surface, underground like the center of the earth is. I go to work like a man on a girder with a hard hat and thermos. Slip, fall, no breaking my epidermis. No exoskeleton, just melanin. Feel most chill, you know what it is. When I tap dance all over a rap fan who doesn't understand that I'm outstanding like the Gap Band. Down in summer, had a last dance. You've been warned, this is your last chance. You say Joe run Bombay, I stay crushed groove until he got a big long gray beard like Rick Rubin. Now who's who in this movement? Remix music from classics for you two viewing. Me and Joe go back to the 90s, y'all just finding out that means you decades behind me. Bombay takes backseat to no one, so for those who still don't know, let them know Joe run PMC.
Welcome back. Hour 2 business right here, Night Train, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. 50 odd minutes to go, as Steve promised before. Big final set.
Yes, big first set. It's all big set.
It's all big.
What we're saying is the show's really good.
So, don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Tell people about it. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your loved ones, tell your nemesis. They might like it. Right, so what do we have?
Before the break, it was the disco mix. I want to say almost generic now, but to be fair, for a few weeks, I don't think we've put one in. So
it's true.
It's nice to get back to it. I think it was since we did that disco mix show, sort of like not been put off it, but...
Did we do a disco mix show?
I'm pretty sure we did.
I know we talked about it. I can't even remember.
Could might have been 400.
That sounds about right.
I know it's not that many shows numbers away, but as we've been off a lot recently,
yeah,
it's
that's
probably
true.
Like 6 months ago.
Talk so much yourselves, listeners. I'm just going to have a look at all the old shows at mixcloud.com/radio night train as he scrolls. Man scrolls live on air.
Anyway,
yes, show 400 dubs.
There it is. We did it. I wasn't making it up.
No. Back in August.
That's quite a while ago.
Yeah, it's no wonder I can't remember. I'm just reading the blurb about it. It was one that was lost in the mainframe, so we you can't hear us talking on it.
Right.
So it's just 2 hours of dubs. Perfect. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, you can have it on at a barbecue.
So if you enjoyed that,
go
back into that. There we go. Show 400 for more of those. That one we heard was George Nux with The Creator, and followed by Joe Gibbs and The Professionals, Chapter 3, to make it the full length. I think released in 1978, certainly late 70s, on the Jacob Miller's Baby I Love You So, or King Tubby Meets the Rockers Uptown, whatever you ever want to call it. That's the rhythm track that was annoying me all the way through, going, why do I know it? It's because it's one of the most famous reggae tracks of all time.
Yes,
so that'll be why I know it.
It's the one that always gets played, like, this is the dub album you need, and it is a good dub album.
Classic. I was looking at the credits for this album. I actually got the record of this, and I was looking at the credits, and you know when it lists like five different drummers, going, okay, thanks, it's not helping me. I don't know who played on it. There's a lot of people play on this album.
That's the best we can
do. That's all I can say.
Perfect. So then we came back after the break with Joe Run, PMC, a.k.a. Joe Run Bombay, and Phil Most Chill with Sammy Davis. That's from the self-titled Joe Run PMC album released in 2020. Sampling the Mexican. So send them around. Twin Spin 45, and everybody loves that break. Joe Run Bombay and Phil Most Chill putting out some great 45s. If you can get hold of them, they get snapped up extremely quickly.
Pretty limited, aren't they?
Much to my annoyance.
I don't know if they just, if it's an import thing, maybe we just don't import that many to the UK.
That would make sense. But yeah, Joe Run Bombay was in the Halifax hip hop collective called Howtown between 91 and 98, had a lineup including Classified 60, Project KVA, and Buck 65. So there you go.
Right, deep cuts now.
Yep.
Is this it?
It's slightly, it's more guitar-y deep.
Okay. We'll be right back.
drinks arrive. Just as they play your favorite songs, your body disappears. No longer wind up like a spring before you had too much. Come back and focus again. The walls have been in shape. You gotta chase your cat grin. All blurring into one. This place is on a mission. Before the night out, before the animal noises, closer get cameras, before you come
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Welcome back, listeners. This is the Night Show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. That was a kind of a laid-back guitar-y set.
That was nice. Enjoyed that. Yes, we started out with Mark Lanigan's Boogie Boogie from I'll Take Care of You, the first of his solo covers albums on Sub Pop from 99. So that was a cover of Tim Rose, a singer-songwriter prominent in the 1960s. His composition, the banjo song, was used for the melody for Shocking Blues' 1969 hit Venus.
Oh.
I don't know if he's got credit for that or what, they just lifted it. Anyway, he also had a version of Hey Joe in 66 that was a bit of a success, although it wasn't copyrighted. It was done in 62, was the copyrighted version, but Rose always claimed that he heard it as a traditional song as a kid, although no one's ever been able to verify this story. He thinks he heard it in Florida when he was growing up and just thought it was like a traditional American song.
He just thought, oh, this is a song that people sing.
Yeah, but obviously, you know, there was versions of it knocking around. When he did his in 66, the Leaves, the Birds, among others, were already doing it. They were doing like a faster, rockier, high-paced version. His was the slower, angrier, drawn-out version, which apparently Hendrix saw him play live, and Keith Richards' girlfriend also gave or played the record to Charles Chandler, which was Hendrix's manager and former bassist of The Animals. So, yeah.
Oh, that's an unexpected connection.
Yeah.
There we go. That was not planned, listeners.
No, it wasn't. It just happened nicely. After that, you heard Bobby Gentry with Slow Cooking. That's on a 45 that's just been out on Ace Records. They've got a subsidiary label called, it's got a good name, where is it? Measured Mile. That's it. And it's run by Bob Stanley.
Oh, from St. Etienne.
Yes. And so, yeah, this is a Bobby Gentry twin spin 45 from a 70s period. Thunder in the Afternoon on one side, and that one, Slow Cooking, on the flip.
Well, that would go well in our Apostrophe special. Still available on our Bandcamp page, mixcloud.com/radio night train for over 400 shows of top quality radio gold and some bad shows. Right, after that, where's my notes gone? We had OCS with Here I Come from their 2005 album Songs About Death and Dying Volume 3. That's their third album as OCS. Possibly kind of how they started. It was when it was a side project of John Dwyer when he was in Coach Whip. So it's him and Patrick somebody. I can't remember his last name. So yeah, it's kind of experimental folk freak or freak folk. And yeah, kind of quite low budget, self-produced. Heard a good story. I was watching a live bootleg of OCS, so John Dwyer playing with Bridget, I forget her last name, and he was talking about how the first few albums have got like really big heavy reverb, and he said that him and Patrick were going to score drugs, and in the stairwell of the flats where the, or apartments where they were going, they noticed it was heavy, sort of had heavy reverb, so they asked the dude that they were scoring off if they could record an album there, and he was like, what? I mean, sure, if you want. So it's literally just
some sketchy apartment block.
Yeah, and they set up some mics, drums and guitar, and just recorded an album or two.
Oh, man, that's funny, because I meant to put Led Zeppelin, The Levee Breaks, in
the
show.
Oh, and that's similar, isn't it?
Which is well-renowned as the how they mic'd up a stairwell to get the kick sound on the drum sound on that.
There you go. So that's somewhat linked again. After that, we had a bit more of a well-known one, Radiohead with Jigsaw's Fall Into Place from their 2007 album In Rainbows. I was lucky enough to hear them play that last week. All of the nerds on Reddit were pretty excited because it wasn't due to be played in that set. It's usually a night two and night four, so I was pretty excited to hear that. As was the person sat next to me. He was making, honestly, he was like a super fan. Highlight of the night was when Tom York sat down to play some keys, and him and his mate, the people sat next to us, like, right, let's go to the toilet. And they were just about to leave, they walked past me and Harry, and then he just like went into everything in his right place, and they were like, no, just like,
abort.
Like, yeah, abort, it just like came back. So that was pretty funny. So yeah, it was a great gig. Was it worth what I paid? No. But was it good? Yes, it was really good. So I'm happy I went. And the seats are really good. I think I'd be pretty annoyed if I was in the gods.
Yeah, I saw some other people taking photos from there. It looked ridiculous.
Yeah, because the screens did move up, but it would still block quite a bit of the of the stage.
Wasn't the best view.
No, and then we finished off that set with Jimi Hendrix Experience, Castles Made of Sand, the backwards guitar from a new 4 CD. Let's release everything that's come from the studio masters.
Yeah.
There's like Burning of the Midnight Lamp, take 30. You're like, oh, and they still didn't get it right. But talking to live bands, this next one, they're touring a bit at the moment. It's My Bloody Valentine with instrumental number 2, which is a bit different for them, and you wouldn't have thought it was them. Cool, so we're going to play this for a bit and try and stay awake and sign off.
Perfect.
Thank you. I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shore of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark at 10 hours a day. All those moments were lost in time, like tears.
There we go. As promised, the most horizontal of horizontal sets.
Third Bardo business, taking you home.
100%, yeah. So we started off with My Bloody Valentine, instrumental number 2 from EPs 1988 to 91. Samples Security of the First World by Public Enemy, and just has some weird noises over the top. If you go online, have a look for some of the reviews for their live shows.
Yeah, it's been entertaining me this week.
Yeah, comments on Facebook and Instagram posts, absolute gold.
Like, it's as loud as a jet engine taking off.
Yeah, people next to me were crying, things like that. It's too funny. Yes, so that one was first. Then we had a new old one.
Yeah, Aphex Twin he's back on SoundCloud after a year or two off. Dropped 2 tracks. Well, it's the same track twice, but yep. One's got a BMO break over the top, so it's slightly short. So I played that one. That was Zoll AM1 live track 1C F760M1.
Catchy.
Yeah, if you want to go to find out online, you can Google Aphex Twin SoundCloud, or you can search user 1808171.
We will put a link in the show notes so it's easier to find. Yeah, available on most podcast apps of your choice, and also mixcloud.com/radionightrain. So after that was R. Saliog with Mammoths from the new album Dispatch All Gods, released a couple of weeks ago, I think, on Castles in Space's Lunar Module imprint. So the record reflects on commodification of spirituality while searching for deeper devotional resonance, and has reminded me that we've got a guest mix in the back.
Wow.
So we asked for one, he gave us 2. I think we played the first one a couple of years ago, and I said, oh, we'll just keep the next one until you release an album. And then he released an album. So I was like, oh. So that's probably going to come in next week. Nice. I've got to make sure that I don't play the same one that we've already played. That's going to be tricky. You
need to pick. Seems like we should be able to achieve that.
Yeah, well,
it's a low bar.
It's, yes. But as we've said many times, the bar needs to be quite low for us. Then another new one was from Warrington, Runcorn, Newtown Development Plan with Sunset Over Stanlow. He played in Sheffield about a month ago, I think. I really wanted to go down and see it, but unfortunately I was out of town.
Where did he play?
Sydney Matilda.
Ah, right, okay, yeah.
So kind of live module synth noodlings.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it would have been pretty good, I reckon.
Speaking of modular synth weird noodlings, seamlessly into Floating Points, that track Total Eclipse featuring Miriam Adrifis. That is from a new soundtrack score they've done called Lazarus. It's the series. It's on Adult Swim. And bizarrely, there's three soundtracks you can buy. One by Floating Points.
Right.
One by Kamasi Washington. And one by DJ producer Bonobo.
Oh, that's odd.
So I don't know if you watch the series, if it's they do a bit each and it's all mixed up, or if it's like an episode. I haven't watched the series, so I don't really know anything about it.
So what's the series called?
It's called Lazarus. It's on Adult Swim. It's like a Japanese anime cartoon type thing.
Oh, interesting. Check that out. And then we then had Stars of the Lid with Dopamine Clouds Over Craven Cottage from their album And the Refinement of the Decline. Putting that in because there's a new online resource of Stars of the Lid bootlegs that's been created. I can't remember what the link is. I should be able to find
Stars of the Lid Forever?
Yes, yeah. That's it. Yeah. So some quite not that many. Hopefully there'll be some more turn out of the woodwork. And there's that weird one that I sent to you.
Britain's Protection 97.
Yeah.
It's just a pub. It's just a trad boozer. What's going on there?
It's funny seeing the comments, people going, oh, I can't believe people were talking. And like, it's in a tiny pub. Like, you're going to hear them. And then we finished off that set with Vangelis with Tears in the Rain for Ridley Scott's birthday, which is today. One more song to play tonight. It's a bit more upbeat, so watch out. It's West Side Gun, the Egypt remix featuring Doechii. The TNT's troubled over radio edit. But it was too good not to put in. So relax and enjoy this. We'll be back next week.
See ya.
100%. You know, recently I've been into a lot of MF Doom.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
I've been into a lot of MF Doom. West Side Gun.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. He's so talented.
Super.
So incredible. So incredible. So incredible.
Hey, yo. I was just chillin', but the tennis still dancing. Shot drop 40, I was caught side handsome. 40 tucked on me, scorpions on the fencing. Fiend ain't have it, hit the Mars for the ransom. Ain't fiendin', they do a demo on camera. Hit the brick with the cycle cutter like Jamba.